Hawaii's U.S. Senate race is expected to be decided on August 9th when Democrats, Senator Brian Schatz, and Congresswoman Colleen Hanabusa face off in the primary election. Schatz, who was appointed by Governor Neil Abercrombie last year to fill the vacancy following the death of Senator Daniel Inouye, says he plans to take the high road.
We're going to try to avoid any of that kind of personality conflict stuff and try to make sure that people are focused on making a choice in terms of what is best for Hawaii's future.
Challenger Hanabusa, the late Senator Inouye's chosen successor, also wants to conduct a clean campaign.
If, in fact, the Schatz campaign decides to go negative, then I'm sure that there will be different issues that they will raise. That doesn't mean that we won't defend if it comes down to that.
As far as their individual congressional voting records are concerned, Hanabusa voted against the federal budget bill to provide funding until 2015, primarily because of mandatory cuts to Medicare.
What this last budget did was not only did it leave in place the 2%, but it added two more years on the tail end. So Medicare is going to take 12 years of hit, 2% a year. The last 2 years is about $22 billion. It's really balancing the budget on the backs of our kupuna.
Schatz says he voted with his fellow Democratic senators to approve the compromise measure to avert a government shutdown, despite opposing certain provisions like the cost of living cuts for military retirees under the age of 62.
As soon as the budget bill passed and was enacted into law, I, along with Jeannie Shaheen and several of my colleagues in the Senate, introduced legislation specifically to repeal that provision that reduced the cost of living for pensioners and found new revenue in the way of eliminating a couple of corporate tax loopholes.
Hanabusa says her campaign will shift to high gear soon, and it will be a grassroots effort, much like her previous campaigns for Congress. She says her volunteers are ready to go, but so far her opponent has not committed to participate in any debates or face-to-face encounters.
You know, I sent him a letter asking him to do forums, whatever format, actually. We're very open. I don't know why, but I haven't heard anything different other than their initial response, which is I think he was busy.
But Schatz says he will engage his opponent, and arrangements are forthcoming.
Our campaigns will be in correspondence relatively shortly, but we're certainly looking forward to a robust discussion about what's best for Hawaii's future. And Colleen and I have known each other for many, many years, and we're looking forward to that aspect of the campaign.
The 2014 U.S. Senate race will be for the remainder of the late Senator Inouye's term, ending in 2016. The candidates can file their nomination papers beginning February 3rd. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.